We are up to Nachum Perek Beis, and as we learned in the last Perek, Nachum is about Ashur and Nineveh. As the beginning of Nachum said in the last Perek, Masa Nineveh Sefer Chazon Nachum Ha'El Koshi. Nachum from Elkosh, Nachum Elkoshi, said his nevuah about Nineveh. Nineveh earlier had done Shuvah in the days of Yonah, but now it has descended into the abyss, and they are going to be punished after all they did to Am Yisrael, but they will be punished for their sins. So, Perek starts off, Hine, this Perek is again, different than Sefer Yonah, which is purely about the tshuva of the non-Jews. This is about the salvation of Am Yisrael, and that's why it is here as well, having to do with Bnei Yisrael seeing the salvation from their enemies. Hine, remember, this is talking about before the days of Asher going down, and before the days that Nebuchadnezzar or Babel is anywhere on the world scene. This is very early, but Nachum is telling us what is going to happen. A similar pasuk is told to us in earlier Nevi'im, but on the mountains, there'll be a mevaseh, there'll be an announcer, mashmiya shalom, someone who will spread peace, because after Asher is gone, we will have peace, at least temporarily. Chagi Yehuda chagayach. Yehuda, please celebrate your chagim, your holidays. Shalmi nedarayach. You'll be able to fulfill your nedarim, because remember, Yerushalayim was cut off when Asher surrounded, and it looked bleak, but at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped out, and Sancheriv was not successful in destroying Yerushalayim, even though he got all the other land, but that's what Nachum says. Don't worry, it'll be okay. Ki lo Yosef od la'avar bach Belial kulo nechras. The evil, the Belial, will no longer be able to walk around and be around the land. Kulo nechras, he will be cut off. And according to Rashi, according to Radak, this is all talking about the Nitzachon over Sancheriv, as the Pesukim describe in Sefer Malachim, in Perek Yutes, at length, the siege that Sancheriv and Asher did around Yerushalayim, and we know the Gemara tells us that he was going to go in one day, but he said, no, I'll wait till tomorrow. Lachain, ko amar Hashem, el melech Ashur. This is Malachim Beis Perek Yutes. Lo yavo le'irazos, lo yor Hashem chetz, lo yikadmena mogein, lo yishpoch alea solala. Nothing, you won't get there. But derech asher yavo, ba yashuv. You're going to go back this way. Hashem says, "Veganosi el irazos lo shia." I'm going to protect Yerushalayim. L'ma'ani uleman David avdi. And what happened? The very next pasuk, Perek Yutes, pasuk Lamed Hey, vayhi balayla hahu, vayetzi malach Hashem vayach b'machna Ashur, mea ushmonim v'chamisha el, 185,000 soldiers, vayashkimu v'aboker v'nei kulam b'gar mason. They were all dead. And Sancheriv sees, and he leaves, Vayisa, Vayelach, Vayashav, Sancheriv, Melach Ashur, Vayesha, Beninveh. He comes back to Nineveh, his capital city, Vayihu, Mishtachave, Beiso, Nisrach, Elohav. Amazing. Right after he sees this amazing miracle, he goes back to his Beis Avodah Zarah, Beis Nisrach. What an amazing juxtaposition. And his sons, Vadar Lamelach, Vashar Etzer, Hiko, Becharev. They manimlu to Eretz Ararat. They heard maybe he wanted to do an Akeda, he was going to kill them. They jumped and killed him, Vayimloch, Esar Chadon Beno Tachtav. That was the end of Sancheriv, but that is what Nachum here is prophesizing about, that he won't be a problem anymore. You have nothing to worry about, Bnei Yisrael. You'll be able to have your Chagim and bring your Nedarim in the Beis HaMikdash, because that Belial won't be involved anymore. Allah Mefitz, the one who scattered, will go up. He will leave. Why is he called the Mefitz? Why is Sancheriv called the Mefitz? He is the one that scattered all of the nations. Remember, when he exiled the 10 nations, he also was Mevalbel, all the Umos. This is what the Gemara tells us in Brachas, in Afchavches, in the fourth parak, says the Gemara, Omar, there was a question that was asked in the Beis Medrash. Ma'ani lavo bakal, a ger amoni, comes, a Yehuda Germany comes in front of them in the Beis Medrash. He says, can I marry into the Jewish people? Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Asar Atalav HaBakol. No way. Amon and Moav is not allowed in. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mutar Atalav HaBakol. Rabbi Yeshua says he can. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Falok Far Nemar, Lo Yav Amon Yemovi Begal Hashem. Rabbi Gamliel says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yeshua, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, V'chiyamu Nemoav Bim Koman Hen Yoshvin. Are they in their places? Do we trust that Ammonites are from Ammon and Moabites are from Moab? Kfar Allah Sancheriv Melech Ashur Ubil Belas Kol Umos. Sancheriv has already gone up, and he mixed up all the nations. Because the pasuk in Yishayov, Asirik v'lo samim, I have removed all of the borders of the nations. Va'asud osem shoseisi va'ori kabir yoshvim. V'chot parish miruba parish. Therefore, you can assume that this person is not in Ammonite. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, they returned, and Rabbi Shua said they didn't return. V'chulu, and that the halacha is, that's what we hold. That's why Ammon, Moab, all the nations of the world do not apply nowadays, because you don't go by where they live. And that's what the Rambam also paskins in Hilchas Malachim in Perek Hay, that mitzvah of which involves the seven nations of Eretz Canaan does not apply anymore. Mitzvah say l'achrim shiva amim shemar hachrim tachrimim and the kfar avdu v'avad zichram. Their zecher has already been removed because of Sancheriv. And that's why here he's called the Mephis, because he's scattered. The Rambam does say, once we have it open, the Rambam does say, v'chei mitzvah zaseh la'abid zara amalek. It's also a mitzvah to wipe out amalek. And in that halacha, the very next halacha, halacha hey, the Rambam says, mitzvah zaseh l'izkar tamid ma'asav ha'ra'im ba'ari vaso, kedei lo'orer evaso. We have to remember what they did to us to keep those feelings inside so we don't forget what they did. And the Rambam there does not end the halacha of kfar avdu va'avad zichram. So is he just relying on the previous halacha? That he should just say that line after the second halacha and it will go on both. And this is what the thought that is said in this Salvechik dynasty, that no, maybe Amalek is still Chayvekayim. Why? There's two types of Amalek. There's biological Amalek. That Amalek is not around anymore. For Avdu V'Avad Zichram. But there's also what Amalek symbolizes, what he stands for, and that's halachic Amalek. Any nation in the world that has as part of its charter to destroy the Jewish people, to not allow Jews to live, they have the status of Amalek, right? And that's a different type of Amalek, but that is an Amalek that was not scattered because it's what you believe in, not who you are. So anyway, back to the Pasuk. Now, Sancheriv is called the Mephits, the scatterer, because he was the one that was Mevalbel, all of the nations, and Allah Mephits al-Panayich, the scatterer will go up from on you, Natsar Mitsura. He himself will be in a siege. He will be besieged, so to speak. He besieged you, but he will be besieged himself. Tzapei derech, look around. Chazek Mastayim, strengthen yourself. Talking to Bnei Yisrael. Ameitz koach ma'od, be strong. The Radak says, strengthen spirit. Imsu kechacham, belev tov ubevitachon, shetiftechu b'Hashem Yisparach. Be strong, and you'll be able to deal with the short term, even though it's hard, the short term consequences, because there will come a time that Asher will be defeated. Kishav Hashem es gon Yaakov, ki gon Yisrael. Most Mepharshim assume this is a continuation of the bracha, that Hashem will return the gon Yaakov, the glory of Yaakov, to what it used to be. Ki gon Yisrael, right, we'll go back to what it used to be. Ki bekakum bokakim, those who oppressed and plundered will be plundered themselves, uzumoreim shichesu, and their vines will be destroyed. So the Pashto says that's what it means. It's talking about a bracha. What exactly is Gaon Yaakov? The Radak says Yerushalayim. Gaon Yaakov Yerushalayim, the Eretz Yehuda. Right, the referring to Bnei Yisrael. There is a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Medrash Shir HaShirim Zuta. It quotes, maybe it's somewhat well known, that there are 70 names that Yerushalayim is known for. Interesting that this name is not there. Right, this name is not on the list of 70, Gaon Yaakov. There are many other names that many are familiar with. Yerushalayim, Shalem. They're based on a few psukim, a few areas in Tanakh, right? The Shir Shal Yom for Mondays, Kiryas Malach Rav, Misos Kala Aretz, Chefzi Ba, Steyar Menucha Ariel, just read a couple of others, Psukim and Echa, Rabasi Yam, Rabasi Bagoyim, Sarasi Bamedinos, Ir Shechubrala, Beis Tfila, Har Gavoa, Kirya Ne'emana, Ir Atzedek, many other beautiful names that it is called. Ir Shechubrala, but this one, interesting, Gaon Yaakov is not on the list. The Malbim suggests that maybe Yaakov and Yisrael are referring to the two groups of Jews, the Ten Shvatim and the Two Shvatim, but not the way that we would have thought it. Yaakov, he says, is maybe he's referring to the Ten Shvatim, and Yisrael is referring to the Two Shvatim in this case. Either way, but most assume it's a bracha. The Abarbanel is the only one here that seems to say that this is a klala, that Gaon Yaakov, which is what we would have thought, those nations, yeah, Asher's going to be taken care of. But after that, there's going to come a time in Israel, if you don't do what's right, that Asher's going to be wiped out by Nebuchadnezzar, and they're going to take care of you. And that Gaon Yaakov, what happens, what's going to happen to Yaakov, which are the two Shvatim, exactly what happened to Gaon Yisrael, that they went into exile. And that's what the Abarbanel notes, that he is different than all the others. Mefarshim Kula Mishahaisa Malea Koltov Osher Benachasim Shah. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. Imkain Eina Yira Zera Solomar Kishav Hashem as Gaon Yaakov Ki Gaon Yisrael Yud Nechama Shiyashav Hashem is going to Yerushalayim b'mal b'romam was kimei kedem b'gaonam k'mo shepirshom mafarshim kulam aval no hu yud ra lahagid shemiyad achrei churban ninvei yavo nuvuchanetzar v'yachrei ves Yerushalayim v'yashve gon Yaakov begon Yisrael laroa. And therefore, this is also a message of tochacha to Bnei Yisrael that they better get better. Continuing, but again, let's go with Rob Mefarshim. This is talking about the destruction of Asher on the hands of Bavel. Mogen Gibo Rayu Ma'adam. Their shield, the shields of the Anshe Bavel, the Chayim of Bavel, will be red with the blood of Asher. Anshe Chayim Metulaim Be'ish Plados Harechev Biyomachino. It'll be fire under the chariots. They'll be going so fast. Vabroshim Harolu. They'll have poison on the points of their spears, as was the case in the days of old. And that warfare. Bachutzos yisholu acher. If you go outside, they'll be making hololus and going crazy in the cities. Yishtak shakun barachovos. They're going back and forth in the streets. Mar'am kelapidim. They'll look like fires and torches. Kabrakim yorotetsu. They will be as quick as lightning, taking care of Asher. Yizkar adirav. Rashi says the king of Ashur will remember what it was like when he had his strong people. Yikashlu balichasam, he'll call them, they'll try to go, and they'll falter. Yimaru chamasa, they'll try to run to the wall. Vuchan asochet, they'll try to set up the protection. Right? Some say the Radak says it was a protective type of netting that caught the stones that were shot over by Bavel, but it was to be no avail. Shari anaras niftachu, all the gates were open, the gates that were connected to the rivers and the water sources, v'ahechol namog, and all of their holy temples will melt away. Continuing, v'hutzav gulsa ho'alasa, they will, hutzav, Rashi says, is referring to their queen, the queen that is usually hidden, but she'll be taken out in the open, v'amhosea menagos k'kol yonim, and the maidservants will be drawn and walk like and make sounds like the sounds of doves, mitofafos alavehen, mourning on their hearts. Rav Hirsch quotes this pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra. Vayikra Aleph Yitzayim, Rav Hirsch notes that bird karbanos are not so common. First of all, a shlamim can be almost everything, but a shlamim can't be a bird. And birds are for, when is a bird mechuyev? Not just an olivy read. When is a bird mechuyev? Zav zava, yoled esem mitzora. The four mechusre kapara. Says Rav Hirsch, in Tanakh we find birds used metaphorically mainly to picture a fugitive existence, threatened by danger, threatened by dire necessity, and defenseless. Ka'of no deid, kitzipar no dedes, kitzipar lanud. And then he continues, and he quotes our pasuk and says, the dove is especially made the picture of lamenting, moaning, and suffering. Hence, we do not think we are wrong if we take, like in our pasuk, it's a bird of lament. We don't think it's wrong if we take birds and offering to represent a precarious, suffering, unhappy condition, or rather a person in precarious, suffering, unhappy circumstances. These four people are people who went through bodily suffering or illness. Obviously, Yoledis wants to have the baby, but it's bodily suffering and illness. That's why maybe the birds have to be brought. We can then also understand also why you can't bring a bird as a carbon shlomim. Shlomim means everything's perfect. Everything's amazing. A complete, undisturbed, happy condition. And that can't be a bird, because a bird is always chased, is always caught, and that is why it is mentioned here. We've noted in the past a kind of opposite thought, not exactly opposite, but birds are also the mode of mashal for Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are often called birds. So why is that? Why are we sometimes called birds? Right, the pasuk says in Hosea, Ephraim ka'of yisofeif, Yishayo mi ela ka'av tu'ufena. So the Maharal says in Netzach Yisrael in the 14th parak, we've quoted this when we did those prakim. Vata ra'eva vein, ki himsho Yisrael la'of, ki ya'of eino koka chamri. An oaf is the closest thing we get to a spiritual type of animal, because animals don't leave the ground, but a bird could soar to the heavens. She'elo avus achomer, shilo haya bal achomer, lo haya porech bavir. If it was so heavily gashmi, it wouldn't be able to fly to the heavens. She'ei ma'akev alav kvedes achomer, aval eino ov kol kach chomri. And that's why it's able to fly up. And Bnei Yisrael have this element, that we could fly up, and we could be an arlagoyim, and that's why we're like a bird. But interesting, says the Maharal, if a bird loses a wing, it's not going to be able to survive. What's the matter? A lot of animals walk around. But a bird that has the wing, that lost a wing, it's going to be even lowly. And that's why Am Yisrael, bracha or klala, Am Yisrael on the top of the world or on the bottom of the world. That's all. We're nowhere in the middle. Ki atzura kasher ein ba shleimus, asher roi al atzura, ki ilu hi betela. Right? If we don't fulfill our potential, we might as well not be there, right? That's the Netziv on Petach Hamor. Why do we have to do Va'arafta? Why do we have to break its neck? Because the Netziv says if a donkey has power for Kedusha, for something, for a higher level, right, to switch with a sed, give the sed to the Kohen, doesn't fulfill that, then might as well not be around. Very biting words of the Netziv. But that's what the Maral says here in Perek Yudalad. And that's why he explains the Gemara in Ksubistav Samach Vav, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. One word in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara says, She rochev ala chamar va yosim in Yerushalayim. He was going out of Yerushalayim. Yotamidim ha'alchem acharav. Ra riba acha shayisam alaketa sa'orin. He sees a young girl that's collecting barley from amongst the dung of the animals. Kivan Shiraz also, when he saw her, she says, what are you doing? Who are you? She says, Parnaseni, Amra Lar Biti. Who are you? Basmiat, Amra Lo. She says, I'm the daughter of Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Nakdimon Ben Gurion, who gave all that money to Bnei Yisrael in the Gemara Maseches Tainis. And Rebbe, when he hears that, he says, Ashreichem Yisrael. Pizmach atem osim ritzono shel makom. You're on the top of the world. If you're not following the path, the way of Hashem, then you're given into an umah shvela. Why, asked the Maharal, does it say Ashreichem Yisrael? It's such a terrible, tragic reality. He just met her. It's Ashreichem because we have the potential for greatness. And because we could fall so low, it's because we could raise ourselves so high. But that's here. This pasuk is referred to that the Yonah is used as a bird, as a mashal of somebody being caught and nations running away. Birds have different symbolisms in Tanakh. Vayter, v'ninve, pasuk tes, v'ninve kibrechas mayim meimehi. Ninve was always on water. What does it mean, it's always on water? So the Rashi says, you think back on a nice babbling brook. It had shalva in the earlier days. V'hem anasim imdu amod v'imahve. And all of a sudden, they're running. It was quiet and wonderful and check it, v'shalva. And it's turned over in a flash. That's what's going to be with Ashur. Again, that is what Rashi understands the Gemara. The Maharal has a different shot of this pasuk about the water. He says, again, even though everybody thinks that this is a bracha and it's wonderful to always be by water, but the Maharal, the Abarbanel says, I think there's a different message here. Hamafarshim kulam hu shaisam malaya kaltuv osher v'nachasim shalva v'shketa kebracha. V'nirali, no. Shena kasuv hazeh hamashli. It's not a mashal, this pasuk, water symbolizing having everything. It's literal that Nineveh has a lot of swampy areas, and the ground sunk in, and it was very hard to live there. And therefore, they had to live on houses, on stilts, higher up on the ground. And therefore, the climate there wasn't mechazek the bodies. And that's why, when enemies came, they couldn't fight. Ubaavur shanashim hayoshvim b'mekomos halachim heim chalushim be'ein lev behefich kehefich hayoshvim baharim shemibnei yuvsam heim yovsham, because it's a dry arid heim kashim v'chazakim lachein odia navi. The navi says shemibnei shoyis aninve kebrechas mayim. You said this ba'os halachus lachein anasheh hayu nasim v'lo amdu b'fnei oyveihem, and they couldn't fight their enemies. That is the Abarbanel, that it has to do with the climate. And therefore they ran away. Right? The opposite of the mitzvah in the Torah. The mitzvah in the Torah is not allowed to run away. Right? The Torah tells us, the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Zayin quotes, one is not allowed to run. The Kohen says, the Kohen HaMashuach says, before they go out, you can go back. But once they're out on the battlefield, that's it. Once somebody is there, says the Rambam, Yishan al mikveh Yisrael, he should rely on Hashem. Umoshio be'isara v'yeda, and he should know. Shal yichud Hashem u'osem melchama, he's fighting for Hashem. V'yasim nafsho b'chapo, he should lay it all out. V'lo yira, v'lo yifache, v'lo yichashiv, v'lo be'ishav, v'lo b'banav. Don't think about your family. Eli yimachas zichram milibo. You find him called Darvah Lamalchama. Very strong Lashon. He should erase his family from his heart and just fight. You might think that thinking about his family will make him fight harder. Right? So why does he have to erase the family from his heart? There's a beautiful thought from Rav Kook in the Ein Ayah on the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Nun Hey or so, where it talks about how everyone who went out to fight in Milchemes Beis David wrote a get to their wives. So, we know the reason, because of Aguna, but says Rav Kook on a deeper level, because once you go fight a battle for Am Yisrael, you lose your individual identity. You're fighting for Am Yisrael. You're part of the nation. You're fighting for the nations. You have no connection to any individual, like Moshe Rabbeinu Lahavdil. Didn't have a connection to his family afterwards. But that is the Rav Kook am giving pshat to that Rambam. But again, that's the opposite of what Asher is doing here. What does Asher do? They nasim amod imdu amodu. They run away without trying to put up a fight. Continuing, bozu kesa bozu zav, go! Nebuchadnezzar bavel, go! Take all the gold and the silver. Ve'ein keitzer latechuna. Kavod mikol klichem, that'll be, was sweep it out, kavod. Rather, the Radak says it's from the word mechabdin ben amitos. Sweep it out, make it all empty, get all of the jewels. And finally, ayay, Ashur was so strong. The Navi says, they used to be like lions. And many different words for lions are mentioned in these two psukim, Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Ayay ma'on arayot, umirahu lekfirim, that's already two. Arayot and kfirim. Asher holach aryeh lavi sham. Lavi, so you have aryeh, kfir, and Lavi, Gur Aryeh, Ve'ein Macharid, Aryeh Torei B'dei Gorosav, the Asher used to get for spoils for its little cubs, and brought it back, and now, look at where you are, right, they are gone. Right, the Yalkut in Mishlei said that there are seven names for lions. Seven names for lions. Each one of them has a message for us. The Yalkut in Mishlei says, Amar B'Levi, Shiva Shemos Yishlo La'ari, Ari Shachal Kfir, Lavi, Laish, Shachatz, Gur Aryeh. And all of those, and Yaakov goes through each one. Ari Kamashma'o, Shahakol Misyarin Mimenu. They're all fearful. Kfir, Shakol Misharo'eo Kofer Bachayev. Kfir, if you see a lion, you deny your life. Forget it. And it goes through each one of these names has a symbol. But either way, you have a lot here. Lion is the most mentioned animal in all of Tanakh. Rabbi Slifkin points that out in some of his farm. But either way, Asher is compared to lions here in this Nevuah about Ninveh and Asher. Okay, we'll stop here.